1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 through 12. Let's pay careful attention how we read these words, because these are the words of God. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also on the first day of the week. Let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I go also, they will go with me. Now, I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you, if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and many adversaries. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord, as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me. For I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So, they were still having a famine in Jerusalem, and they were going to send money up to Jerusalem, but instead of Paul coming and the way a lot of preachers do now, having a big kind of drive while he's there and making collection while he's there, Paul didn't actually want to be a part of that. He wanted them to, whenever they gathered for worship, so he says on the day, first day of the week, each one was to lay something aside. They didn't take up collections during worship services at that time, like we, at least in our congregation, take up collections. You may remember back at Harvest when we got to design the worship service from scratch, that we had a box that was in the building, and people would lay the money literally aside in the box. They would lay the money in a particular place whenever they came together. So that's actually what Paul is telling the Corinthians to do, that the first day of the week, each of them would lay something aside so that there wouldn't be any collecting. It would all already be collected when he comes. And then he doesn't even want to be the one who carries it to Jerusalem necessarily. He has them decide who is most trustworthy. Being blameless, and you know, we call it transparent now, where people can see and know exactly what is going on with money, is a very important part of making sure that we honor Christ in His church and bring Him glory. So it's important that money be handled uprightly and carefully, because the collection of money for the saints is one of the ways that the Lord helps us love one another in this life. We won't need to take up a collection for the saints in the resurrection, will we? Because in the resurrection, we'll all be perfectly cared for. This is this fallen world is the one in which there are those who are poor and who need help. Hospitality is another way that we can minister to one another. Not just collecting for other believers who need it, but when believers come around us, being hospitable to them. Paul was in Ephesus. He was going to go through Macedonia. He was going to come to Corinth. And he was expecting them to take good care of him. And part of the reason that he was expecting them to take good care of him is because he was doing the Lord's work. He was ministering. And that doesn't always, that's not always a pleasant or easy thing. In Ephesus, he says, a great and effective door has been opened to me, and many adversaries. There are a lot of people who were opposing the preaching of the gospel, who are opposing the ministry of the apostles. So don't think that just because you love your neighbors well, they're going to love you for it. Or just because you're doing a good job or you're being faithful, by God's grace and training up your children that it's going to be easy and unopposed and you're not going to have any trouble. And don't think that just because you serve well in the church or you minister well in the church or because I am faithful, if God helps me by His grace to be faithful in my ministry, that means that we won't have people who resist and oppose me and even you, our family, because of me. We've been praying for the Early Rain Covenant Church, and the reason they are being opposed is because they are faithful to God's Word. In fact, it was so bad for Paul in Ephesus, you remember back in verse 32 of the previous chapter, when he was talking about how important it is that we believe in the resurrection. He said, if the resurrection wasn't true, why would he be fighting beasts at Ephesus? He said the opposition to the ministry that he was having right at that moment while he was writing to them from Ephesus was opposed so strongly, he compared it to being in the Roman arena where they would let the wild beasts in and you would have to fight against beasts. So he said, I'm kind of busy in Ephesus. I got the beasts to fight. I've got the opponents of the ministry that have risen up, and I need to finish this ministry out and not let them have the last say or the last laugh. I have work to do. So, we may take collection for the saints. We may exercise hospitality, especially for those whom the Lord has called to difficult season of life, like He had called the apostle to. Another important thing that we need to do, one of these week-by-week, everyday things that we ought to be doing in the church, is making sure that we are honoring and respecting those whom the Lord calls to work among us. For us, that's our elders, Mr. Day, Mr. Charlie, Mr. Jim, and me. I also am an elder in the church. And he tells them, if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord, as I also do. He says, when Timothy comes and he ministers to you guys and he's with you, he's doing whose work? The work of God, the work of the Lord, right? Is what verse 10 says. She says, this is Jesus' plan for the church, is for elders to minister in the church. Elders like Timothy, elders like the Apostle Paul, who also was an elder, elders like the elders we had. This is how Jesus is taking care of us. And he says, we need to work hard to be encouraging to them so that they are not fearful. You hear the word courage in the word encourage? Okay? If you discourage, you cause someone to be with fear. You discourage them. And whenever the people in the church, whether just by being lazy in their own spiritual life or gossiping or coming up with reasons or excuses to participate poorly in the life of the church or whatever else people may do that discourages their elders, they are causing their elders to be among them with fear. And so he says, don't do that to Timothy. If Timothy comes to you, Corinthians, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I do. You want to encourage your elders because your elders are Jesus's plan for leading you in worship, and Jesus's plan for growing you, teaching you, training you in Christ, and Jesus's plan for leading you in service. Very similar to what he says, for instance, in Hebrews 13:17, to submit yourselves to those who are over you in the Lord, for they shepherd you as those who must give an account. In other words, it's not their ministry, it's Jesus's ministry, and they're going to have to give an account for how Jesus' ministry that he entrusted to them went. And he says, since that's the case, since they are Jesus' plan for leading you and teaching you and growing you in the church, make sure that it is as joyful as possible. So here, don't discourage them. Hebrews 13:17, see that it is as joyful as possible to them, for them, to lead you and oversee you in the Lord. These are very practical things, but they're directly related to the Lord's having made us a family in Christ. So we take care of one another's needs, like the collection in Jerusalem, and we are hospitable to one another when someone needs a place to stay, and we encourage those who are over us. What he says about Timothy is also because we're a family in Christ, and because it's the Lord's plan for Timothy and the other elders to be the ones through whom he works. Just like in our family and our household, what is the Lord's plan for how you are led and how you are taught? Whom has the Lord chosen to work through, to teach you and to lead you?
Daddy and Mommy.
Daddy and Mommy. And so you need to see that you not be a discouragement to your mommy, but an encouragement to your mommy, that you make it not a sad or miserable thing to be over you, but you make it a joy as much as is within your power for her to be over you. And same with me. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us practical instruction like this, that you didn't just leave off at the end of the more obviously theological part of the letter, but you included for us to know and see what it looks like when we live in response to the resurrected Lord Jesus who sits at your right hand, and the fact that he has a particular way of leading and teaching and growing his church. Please help us to follow what you say in this part of your word by the ministry of your Spirit, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And your people say, Amen.
Amen.